In the earlier sessions, we have discussed what is a partner and features of a partner. Now moving straight away to the admission of a partner. On admission of a new partner, partnership firm is reconstituted with new agreement. So admission means reconstitution of a firm. When there is admission of a partner, existing agreement will come to an end. And new agreement will be formed. By whom? All the partners, that is new partner, along with the old partners will make certain agreement. And here agreement is made relating to capital contribution by the new partner, his share of profits and other conditions. When the new partner joins, he becomes liable for the liabilities of the firm, and he will get certain rights in the assets and properties of the firm. So he will contribute capital, and after that he will be liable for the liabilities and he will get certain rights. And only with the consent of all the existing partners we can admit a new partner. So I have told you, new partner will get rights. Right to share future profits of the firm and right to share in the assets of the firm. So these are the two rights that the new partner will get. He can have the right to share the future profits and he will get a share in the assets of the firm. Share of future profits which the new partner receives is equal to the sacrifice of profit by the existing partners of the firm. The amount new partner pays against the sacrifice is known as the goodwill. In addition to the goodwill, new partner should bring his capital. Why he is bringing capital? In order to get the rights in the assets of the firm. Why the new partner is bringing goodwill? In order to get the right to share the future profits. So, in order to get the right to share in the assets, he is bringing capital, and to get the right to share in the future profits, he is bringing his share of goodwill. And I am asking you once again, why should a new partner contribute towards goodwill on his admission? A new partner gets his share of profit from the old partners. So he must compensate the old partners for the sacrifice made by them. Are they sacrificing? Just imagine a 1 kilo piece of cake. If it is shared by two partners, what is the proportion? Just imagine. And if a new partner is admitted, and this cake should be divided equally by the three partners, then whether they share that the old partners, that is earlier two partners were there. Now one more partner is admitted. So two partners earlier enjoyed equal proportion, that is half of the piece of cake. Now new partner is admitted, and if it is to be divided equally, then whether they should sacrifice, old partners should sacrifice their portion that they have enjoyed earlier to the new partner. Yes, they should sacrifice. Then only the profits can be divided equally, or that cake can be divided equally. So there is a sacrifice made by the old partners. So after the admission, what effects can take place? Old partnership will come to an end and new partnership comes into existence, but the firm continues. And what right new partner have? New partner is entitled to share the future profits of the firm. When he is getting a share in the profits of the firm, what will be the effect in the old partners? The combined share of the old partners get reduced. Then what is another effect? That is, new partner contributes an agreed amount of capital to the firm. Similarly, new partner gets right on the assets and he is also liable for the liabilities. Adjustment is made in respect to profit and losses. Assets are revalued or reassessed. Net change in the revaluation is transferred to old partner's capital account. Here, goodwill is also valued and that is also transferred to old partners in their old profit sharing ratio. During admission, we have to find out the ratios. And I have told you, there is a sacrifice made by the old partners. So, we have to find out sacrificing ratio and new profit sharing ratio at the time of admission. What is new profit sharing ratio? New partner is entitled to share profits in the firm, and as a result of admission, there is a change in the old profit sharing ratio. From where the new partner gets his share? He gets his share from the old partners. So, we have to calculate the new profit sharing ratio. So, new profit sharing ratio is the ratio in which all partners share future profits and losses. Including the new partner, all partners are sharing certain share in the profits. That ratio is known as the new profit sharing ratio. So, in the new profit sharing ratio, new partners ratio will also occur. And new partner can acquire his shares from the old partner in their old profit sharing ratio or in a particular ratio or in a particular fraction from some of the partners. Then at this time you should know what is a sacrificing ratio. Sacrificing ratio is the ratio in which old partners sacrifice their share of profits in favor of the new partner. And there is a formula relating to sacrificing ratio, that is old ratio minus new ratio. Old ratio will be given in the question. Of all the partners, old ratio will be given, and we have to find out sometimes new ratio. In some questions they will give the new ratio also. So in order to calculate sacrificing ratio, the formula that they have given is old ratio minus new ratio. At this point, that is at the time of admission, we have to make entries for goodwill. We have to calculate the goodwill, the amount of goodwill also, and then we have to make entries for the goodwill. There are different methods of calculating goodwill: average profit method, super profit method, and capitalization method. Goodwill, what is goodwill? That is, goodwill is the value of reputation of the firm in respect of the profit earned in future over and above the normal profit. That is, some profit in excess will be received as a result of the reputation or as a result of the effort made by the old partners, and for that we will calculate a value, and that value is the value of the reputation of the firm, and that is the goodwill. Under simple average profit method, average of the profits of certain given years is calculated. The value of the goodwill is calculated at an agreed number of years purchase of the average profit. So, value of the goodwill formula will be like this: average profit into number of years of purchase. Then coming to weighted average profit method. Under weighted average profit method, total product of profit divided by total of weights will be the weighted average profit. Then value of the goodwill will be calculated, weighted average profit into number of years of purchase. There is another method known as super profit method. Here super profit will be calculated. Actual profit minus normal profit is the super profit. Normal profit is capital employed into normal rate of return. Then we can go to the treatment of goodwill. How we can treat the goodwill? Goodwill is an intangible asset. I have told you there is reputation for the firm and its value is the goodwill of the firm. Tangible means you can touch and feel and all. Intangible, you cannot touch that particular asset. So goodwill is an intangible asset. This has been created on the basis of the efforts made by the existing partners or old partners in the past. So new partner should compensate old partners, that is old partners are sacrificing and new partner should compensate them, and this can be called as the amount paid by the new partner for the sacrifice made by the old partners. This amount is known as the goodwill. Here we can also term it as premium for goodwill. So entries relating to it will be in this form. We will include under the head premium for goodwill. Treatment of goodwill can be in two ways. One method is goodwill will be paid privately. So as per the accounting standard 10, goodwill should be recorded in the books only when some consideration is paid in monetary terms. So as we are not paying money, we cannot record this goodwill. That is, when goodwill is paid privately by the new partner to the old partners, no entry will come in the books of accounts. Second case, goodwill is brought in the form of cash. By whom? Who is bringing the goodwill? Usually new partner is bringing the goodwill. And this goodwill is retained in the business, it is assumed. So in such case, what will be the entry? Money is coming inside the business, so cash account debit to premium for goodwill account. As an income, we are including this premium for goodwill account. Income, credit. So cash debit to premium for goodwill. You have to write the narration. Premium for goodwill brought in as cash by the new partner. Then this goodwill should be transferred to old partners capital account. The entry will be premium for goodwill account debit to old partners capital account. In which ratio you have to transfer? Here you have to find out the sacrificing ratio, and in the sacrificing ratio you have to transfer the amount to the old partners or to the existing partners capital account. In some cases in the question, they will give goodwill in the balance sheet. That means existing goodwill is there in the books of the firm. You have to assume in that way. If old goodwill is there, you have to write it down. That is, writing off process should be done by you. You have to cancel it because you have agreed, new partner has agreed to bring new share of goodwill. Old goodwill is there, its value should be zero. For that purpose, we have to make an entry. Whose goodwill was that? It was the goodwill of the old partners. Then, when capital is given on the credit side, means the value of the capital is increasing, no? So, in order to reduce that much amount of capital, even if the goodwill is being closed, that much amount of capital is also reduced. So, old partners' capital account is debited and goodwill is credited. That is the entry to write off the goodwill that is appearing in the balance sheet. Goodwill is an asset. In order to close that asset, we are crediting that asset so that it will have zero value at last. And old partners' capital account will be reduced. In the old ratio, we are writing this. So, old partners' capital account debit to goodwill, that is the entry. And what narration you have to write? Existing goodwill written off in the old ratio. So, I have mentioned you that when the cash is brought inside the business by the new partner, entry will be cash account debit to premium for goodwill account. Then this premium for goodwill will be transferred to old partners in their sacrificing ratio. these two entries you have to write when the premium is brought in the form of cash, that premium for goodwill or goodwill is brought in the form of cash. I would like to explain this with an example. A and B are two partners sharing profits in the ratio of 4:3, and they admitted C as a new partner. C brought 1 lakh as capital and 21,000 rupees as his share of goodwill. His share of goodwill, that is the term I have used, not the goodwill of the firm. It is his share of goodwill. On C's admission, goodwill appeared in the books of the firm at rupees 28,000. So old goodwill is also there in this problem. Record necessary journal entries as a result of C's admission. You have to write down journal entries. So old goodwill that is already present in the balance sheet should be written off first. They have mentioned on C's admission, goodwill appeared in the books of the firm at rupees 28,000. In order to write off the goodwill, old partners capital account debit to goodwill. Who were the old partners? A and B were the old partners and C is admitted. So A's account debit, B's account debit to goodwill. Old partners account debit to goodwill. In order to write off the goodwill. Goodwill is an asset. In order to close that asset should be credited. And in which ratio? It should be in the old ratio. A and B were sharing profits and losses in the ratio of 4:3. That is what I have mentioned in the question. So 4:3 means A's share is 4+3. That is 4/7. B's share is 4+3 = 7. That is 3/7. 4:3. A's share is 4/7. B's share is 3/7. And this goodwill, which is 28,000, should be distributed to old partners A and B in the old ratio, which is 4:3. You have to write the narration, existing goodwill written off. Then in the question, they have mentioned that new partner brought rupees 1 lakh as capital. What is the entry for that? Bank account debit to new partner's capital account. Money is coming inside the business in the form of capital. Capital being a liability, it is credited. Bank account debited, increase in asset. 1 lakh to new partner's name is C. So, bank account debit to C's capital. New partner is admitted. Then relating to the calculation of the goodwill. In the question itself, they have mentioned C brought rupees 21,000 as his share of goodwill. Once again, I am mentioning his share of goodwill. That is, in the question itself, they have mentioned clearly the share of goodwill of this partner. If the share of the firm is given, then according to the share of that partner, you have to multiply the total goodwill of the firm with his share in the profits of the firm. Now in this question, they have plainly given his share of goodwill, which is 21,000. The entry will be bank account debit to premium for goodwill account. Then premium for goodwill debit to old partners or sacrificing partners in their sacrificing ratio. That is the entry which I have mentioned when the goodwill is brought inside the business in the form of cash. So once again I am mentioning bank account debit to premium for goodwill, which is 21,000. In this question, they have mentioned amount brought in by the new partner is 21,000. You have to write the end narration as goodwill brought by C. Then next, second entry should also be there, because this goodwill will be transferred to the old partners in their sacrificing ratio. Entry is premium for goodwill account debit to old partner is A and B. So to A's capital and to B's capital, 21,000 into 4/7. That is the sacrificing ratio. 4:3 is the sacrificing ratio, and 21,000 is the share of goodwill brought by the new partner C. 21,000 into 4/7 will give you 12,000. That will go to A. That is premium for goodwill account debit 21,000 to A's capital 12,000. To B's capital 9,000. 21,000 into 3/7 will give you 9,000. Narration. Goodwill is transferred to old partners in the sacrificing ratio. There can be cases like when the new partner brings his share of goodwill in the form of assets. When assets are brought, asset account debit to premium for goodwill, premium for goodwill to sacrificing partner's capital account. Here, new partner will bring capital also. Asset debit to new partner's capital to premium for goodwill. In the combined way also, you can write when assets are brought in by the new partner. Then usually you will transfer the goodwill amount to the old partners or sacrificing partners capital account. The second entry is, in the earlier question also I have discussed this second entry, that is premium for goodwill debit to sacrificing partners capital account. I will discuss this with an example. A and B are partners in a firm sharing profits in the ratio of 3:2, and they admitted C as a new partner and his for 3/13 share in the profits, that is his share of profit is also given. New ratio is 5:3:3, that is A:B:C, that their share, that their new share is given 5:5:3. So old ratio is given 3:2, new ratio 5:5:3. So it is so easy to calculate the sacrificing ratio, which is old ratio minus the new ratio. Then C contributed certain assets as his capital and his share of goodwill. In that way they have mentioned, and they have included stock, debtors, land, plant and machinery, and its value is also given. On the date of admission of C, goodwill was valued at ₹10,40,000. Now you are asked to write the journal entries in the books of the firm. Here, goodwill of the firm is given. In the previous question, I have mentioned you clearly, share of goodwill of the new partner is given. Here, goodwill of the firm is given, which is 10,40,000. Then, at the time of admission, you have to calculate the share of the new partner. Here C is the new partner. C's share of goodwill should be calculated. 10,40,000 is the firm's goodwill. 10,40,000 into 3/13 will give you 2,40,000. That is his share of goodwill. If it is a normal case, that is a previous case, means cash account debit to premium for goodwill, in that case you will write this 2,40,000 as his share. Now here in this question they have given certain assets, so you have to debit all the assets. Whenever assets are coming, you have to debit the assets. Stock account debit, debtors debit, land debit, plant and machinery debit, and you have to total these assets. Stock, which is valued 80,000, debtors 1,20,000, land 2,00,000, plant and machinery 1,20,000. So assets value came to ₹5,20,000. And now you got the premium for goodwill, which is 2,40,000. I have mentioned firm's goodwill is given, and from the firm's goodwill his share is calculated, which is 2,40,000. And the value of the asset you have calculated as 5,20,000. And the difference will go to the new partner's capital account, because new partner, how much he is bringing in the form of capital, they have not mentioned in the question. You have to find it out on this basis. That is, assets value is given and you can easily find out the share of goodwill that is brought by the new partner. Difference, you can transfer it to the capital account of the new partner. Then in the previous question also I have discussed, when the goodwill is brought inside the business, it should be transferred to the old partners. In which ratio it should be transferred? It should be transferred to the old partners in the sacrificing ratio. So that entry will also come along with this premium for goodwill, debit to old partner, that is to A's capital and to B's capital. In that sacrificing ratio, in the question old ratio is given, new ratio is given. Old ratio minus new ratio is the sacrificing ratio. Here they have calculated and it is 14:1. So premium for goodwill, which is 2,40,000, that will be distributed to A and B in the 14:1 ratio. That is, A will get 14/15, B will get 1/15 share from this 2,40,000. Narration for the second entry, goodwill transferred to A and B. Dear learners, we have discussed entries relating to admission, but still there are some more adjustments, like when the premium brought by the new partner can be withdrawn by the old partners. In certain cases, they will withdraw. Old partners will withdraw the premium that is brought by the new partner. In such cases, what can be the entry? Old partners are taking money from the business. So, old partners account debit to capital account, debit to bank account. Money is going from the business. Whenever there is asset decrease, you will credit that asset. Whenever asset is increasing, you will debit that asset. So, old partners account debit to bank account or cash account. Relating to this, I would like to explain with one more example. A and B were partners sharing profits in the ratio of 4:3, and they admitted C as a new partner for 3/7 share in the profits of the firm. New profit sharing ratio of A, B and C will be 2:2, 2:3. So old ratio is given, new ratio is given. C brought 2 lakh as his capital and ₹60,000 for his share of premium, half of which was withdrawn by A and B from the firm. Past journal entries in the books of the firm. So in the question they have mentioned that C, the new partner, brought capital 2 lakh, premium 60,000, and the old partners has withdrawn the share of premium brought in by the new partner. So you know that these are the three entries that you have to write. When capital is brought in by the new partner, what will be the entry? Money is coming inside the business through bank account. So bank account debit to new partner's name is C to C's capital account. How much amount is capital is brought in by C? 2 lakh. So bank debit to C's capital 2 lakh. Narration being the amount of capital brought in by C. Then you have to record entry for goodwill. In the question itself, they have mentioned ₹60,000 was brought in by C for his share of premium for goodwill, half of which is withdrawn by A and B. Amount of goodwill is 60,000. Bank account debit to premium for goodwill account 60,000. Here the narration will be goodwill brought in by the new partner C. Then this premium will be transferred to old partners in which ratio? In the sacrificing ratio. So this 60,000 will be distributed in the sacrificing ratio. Here in the question, old ratio is given, new ratio is given. Sacrificing ratio can be calculated in this way: old ratio minus new ratio. A's old ratio is 4/7 minus new ratio is 2/7. So you will get the A sacrifice as 2/7. A is to B were sharing profits in the ratio of 4:3. From there, I got 4/7 as the A's old ratio. New profit sharing ratio of A, B and C is 2:2:3. That is 2+2+3. That is A's new ratio is 2/7. So old ratio minus new ratio will give the sacrificing ratio. Like that, they have calculated the old ratio minus new ratio of two partners as 2:1. So this 60,000, which is the premium for goodwill or goodwill amount, is to be distributed to the old partners in 2:1 ratio. So 60,000 into 2/3 and 60,000 into 1/3 will go to A and B. The entry will be premium for goodwill debit to A's capital to B's capital. Narration: the goodwill is transferred to old partners in the sacrificing ratio. Then in the question they have mentioned half of the goodwill is withdrawn by A and B. In this entry you have already calculated the amount that is going to A and B, which is 40,000 and 20,000. Half of 40,000 is 20,000. Half of 20,000 is 10,000. So A's account debit 20,000, B's account debit 10,000 to bank. That is the entry for withdrawing the amount by the old partners. So we try to cover some of the adjustments in the case of admission. And you have to work out the problems relating to this, then only you will be able to do answers when the questions are coming.